Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date.
Do you repeat dysfunctional relationship patterns over and over, even though they make you feel terrible? It doesn't seem to make any sense that we repeat patterns that leave us frustrated and hurt. Why would you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's toxic to you? I'm going to share four reasons why we repeat destructive relationship patterns and five ways to break this pattern and have healthier, happier relationships. Here are four reasons why we repeat destructive patterns. Number one, it's familiar. We repeat behaviors because they're familiar to us, whether they're from childhood or any other past trauma. We know what to expect from them, and that's why we choose someone who's not good for us, because the unknown can be really scarier than the known. It's kind of a crazy human thing. Number two, we learned it growing up. In childhood, we learn our core beliefs, coping skills, and behavior patterns that we used to cope with our families of origin. If we had a dysfunctional family, we would find ways to cope with that family, but we unconsciously carry these patterns into our adult relationships. And so what that might look like is our family was chaotic, we were with parents who were unpredictable, and so we learned to kind of keep quiet and not speak up. And that kept us safe in childhood. But if we carry that pattern into our adult relationships, we don't have healthy relationships. So we attract people who don't want to hear us, who don't want to listen to us, who we don't feel seen. Number three, we want to heal our childhood relationships. However you felt growing up in your family, if you were powerless, if you felt unloved, rejected, unheard, or unseen, we have a tendency to be attracted to people who remind us of our most unhealthy relationship. So let's say we had a father who was cold. We attract a partner who's cold. We do this because we want to gain the acceptance or love of that person in an unconscious effort to heal the relationship with our family member. So we really wanted to get along with our father. We really wanted him to be warmer to us. So we choose a cold partner, and we hope that somehow through our actions and our words that this person is going to go from cold to warm. But unfortunately, it doesn't work. It leads to us recreating the role we played in childhood and experiencing a similar painful outcome. Number four, we think we deserve to fail at relationships. If you were traumatized in any way as a child, you were probably told that you were the problem. You were the reason there were problems in your family. Even if you were not blamed directly, family shame is internalized, and self-esteem suffers to the point where we might believe we deserve dysfunctional relationships as adults. Here are five ways that we can begin changing our dysfunctional patterns in relationships. Number one, become more aware of the patterns in your family of origin. The way you were raised became the model or blueprint for your adult relationships. So to become more aware, educate yourself about family systems and toxic family dynamics. And to do this, most people need to work with a therapist or a coach like myself to help you heal these patterns in your adult relationships. So the first step is always awareness. Become more aware what was going on in your family, because all of our families have different patterns. Number two, become aware of your behavior. It's crucial to become more aware of the part you play in dysfunctional relationship dynamics. No matter how badly somebody treats you, we're responsible for the way we act, the way we think, the way we feel. We can learn strategies to speak up, to become more self-compassionate, to set boundaries, and to attract healthier relationships. Number three, heal your trauma wounds. We're drawn to dysfunctional relationships because of our core beliefs, such as a fear of abandonment, a fear of abuse, some emotional deprivation. Maybe your emotions weren't tended to as a child, or a need for dependence, like you want to be dependent on somebody because you don't feel comfortable being on your own. It's important to learn how to feel lovable in order to attract healthy, stable, and loving relationships. And until you heal those trauma wounds, you're going to continue to seek out partners who are not capable of loving you. Number four, learn and practice new relationship skills. As you heal, it's important to learn new skills and tools, such as effective communication, boundary setting, self-compassion, regulating our emotions, and practicing self-care. These are all skills that we usually do not learn growing up, and it's something I absolutely love teaching to my clients. Number five, practice self-compassion. It is difficult to make big changes in how you do relationships. It takes time. So practice self-compassion as you grow and practice new skills, because it's not going to change overnight. It takes time. It takes time to make changes in anything in our lives. And we mess up. It comes out all wonky and weird, and we try to speak up and it's awkward. But the more you practice and the more you're kind to yourself as you practice, the healthier you're going to be. Don't let the dysfunctional relationships of your past get you down. If you do the inner work and practice new skills, there is hope for better, healthier, happier, more functional relationships. Change is possible at any age, at any stage, no matter your background and your history. What is one small step that you'll take today to change your dysfunctional relationship patterns?
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.